views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. What dreams may come. Are you seeking personal guidance? Transformation Talk Radio presents Psychic World with John G. Sutton, one of Britain's top clairvoyants, is your spiritual guide. Call in 1-800-930-2819.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me this evening is the incredible Countess Starmiller. Good evening, Countess.
Welcome, dear friends. The Easter Bunny has arrived, and I hope you are all celebrating with chocolate and peeps.
Chocolate. Well, I have had some chocolate, actually, to give me a little boost of energy, because this evening we're going to give them a fantastic show, aren't we, Countess?
As usual.
Wonderful. Have you got your feathers on tonight?
Tonight, I am encrusted with jewels shaped like phoenix.
Really? Well, let's hope that we're rising out the ashes. Ladies and gentlemen, what is Psychic World about? Psychic World's all about you. It's about your hopes, your dreams, your aspirations. Whatever you want to call in and talk to us about, please do call in and speak to me, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella. We want to help you achieve all that's possible in this often very difficult world. So please do call in and speak to us. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. And you will speak to me, John G. Sutton, or the amazing Countess Starella. Countess, people are always saying to me, how can we possibly get in touch with the amazing Countess? Tell me how we can get through to you.
They may see the resplendent guru, mystic, holy diva at countessstarella.com or the wonderful world of O-Ray-Num, O-R-A-N-U-M.com.
Rainham, you've got a chat room on there and people can go in and actually see you working, can't they?
I'll tell you, John, it's much more than a chat room. It is a magical place where energies are exchanged through a type of technical osmosis, and the results are nothing short of remarkable.
Remarkable, indeed, and I have seen you working there. And ladies and gentlemen, you can see me on Arainham.com. I am working there as Psychic John G. Got a little chat room with a webcam, and you can come and have a chat to me there or see me through my personal website, which is psychicworld.net. And you can book a reading with me there, an email reading or a direct one-to-one reading on Skype. Now, this evening we've got a special subject. We're talking about spirit guides. Spirit guides. Now, my personal spirit guide is my father. My father was of the Roman Catholic belief and did not accept that I had the rights to communicate or see world the world beyond when he was alive. In fact, he was very outspoken about that. As I discovered on a number of occasions. But believe me, following his death, my dear father returned, and since then he has been helping me. And in times of need and when I'm trying to communicate, I feel the presence of my dear father. And I have seen him on a number of occasions. On one specific occasion, I heard somebody at the front door of my house. And this is going back about 8 years. I went to the front door and there was a young man there, but he was in his 30s. He was immaculately dressed. And I thought, do you know, I know this man. I know this man. And the man said to me, I'm looking for Mr. Tiffin. And I said, I'm very sorry. There is no Mr. Tiffin here. I can't help you. And I've lived in this area for some time and I don't know any Mr. Tiffin. And I looked and there was nobody there. I was speaking to nobody. It disappeared. I thought, I know who that man was. That was my father. And he looked to be about 28, 30. And why would he ask for Mr. Tiffin? Well, when I was a very young man, my father used to take me to the shops on Saturday to buy myself a little treat with the pennies I'd earned from, I don't know, cleaning up around the house. And I always used to buy myself a bar of chocolate. And the bar of chocolate was called a Tiffin bar. And I think my father had come back, couldn't obviously say to me that he was in spirit, but gave me that clue that he was Mr. Tiffin, because he was the man that took me to get my Tiffin bar. Do you have a spirit guide, Countess?
I have about 150 spirit guides. The most prominent ones have been with me since I was 6 years old, and they are very, very, eclectic group of talented seers, let us say, all the known ascended masters, as well as Michelangelo, Da Vinci, Van Gogh, Mae West, Vincent Price, Albert Einstein, Buckminster Fuller, et cetera, et cetera. I have a few Egyptians in there too. The only female pharaoh of Egypt, Hatshepsut, visits me frequently. And what I find is that it's almost like time travel, interacting with these beings, and what they have to share is profound. In my opinion, much more worthy than trying to find out how the stars are aligned in the heavens to predict one's future.
So you would say you're not a great fan of astrology.
Well, let's put it this way. Let me quote the bard. The fault lies not in our stars, but in ourselves. I'm a fan. I'm a fan just like I am of anything that is fascinating and entertaining. But I certainly wouldn't choose my wedding date based on where some planet is hanging out up there.
You'd rather listen to Mae West and come up and see me sometime.
That's right. Shall I quote you? Shall I give you a quote from Mae West tonight, John?
Do let me have it. I'm all ears. Let me have it.
A man is like a linoleum floor. Love him right, and you can walk all over him for years.
Really? Yeah, I think my wife probably heard that somewhere.
Isn't that hilarious?
Yeah, very, very likely hilarious. Yeah, very, very. So you actually do communicate with your spirit. I hear my spirit guides, and when I'm actually communicating for people, the way it happens is I'm sure that they act as like my father acts like a gatekeeper, actually introducing the guides from the other people, because we all do have spirit guides, and most people will not be able to tune into them because they aren't quite as sensitive. But I believe that everybody has a certain ability, psychic ability. We can't all master it to an advanced level. But if we do believe and we can all hear that silent voice that tells us when we're right and wrong, and if you do that, believe me, you'll keep on the right track. My spirit guide, my father, and I also have a spirit guide who is my grandfather. And I actually see my grandfather. He usually appears by my side when I'm doing something that's going to cause a lot of trouble, and I get into things that do cause lots of trouble. He seems to have an ability, my grandfather, to react with my writing. I've seen passages of text disappear off my screen in front of me, obviously that they're for a reason. So I always think, well, why did that happen? You know, but I know that my grandfather's there because I see him just out of the corner of my eye, and that's because I was about to make a terrible mistake and send somebody a message that shouldn't be sent. So they interact with me on a very positive basis, and when I'm giving somebody a reading, they act as like a gatekeeper. Do you believe in gatekeepers? Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And in addition to what you've just said, I find that maybe 20% of my clients at Arenum come to me for information about past lives and spirit guides.
Well, everybody has a spirit guide, and for some people, spirit guides are not essentially individuals that have lived in this world.
Right.
For some people, that they may be elemental beings.
Right. They can be.
Yeah. We've spoken about elemental beings on many times on this program, and they are from another dimension that interact with us. We've got lots of callers on the lines tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Please be patient. We're gonna start taking calls in the next section of this, and we will deal with your questions. We're delighted that you're calling in. The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. And we're going to have a little song now, which is based on a dream that my grandson had. He was staying with me in my holiday home in the Lake District with myself and my wife. And he woke one morning and I said, come on, what have you been dreaming about? And he said, I've been dreaming of a big fat tree. And this is the song, and it's recorded by Jack Wilkes.
Birds in the sky, children laughing to a lullaby. There was peace at last for you and me at the top of the big fat tree. I was dreaming of a big fat tree. I was climbing, there was you and me. When we got to the top, what do you think we could see? It was a big fat tree. The climb was tough. You helped me when I had enough. So yes, together there was you and me. We had climbed the big fat tree. I was dreaming of a big fat tree. I was climbing, there was you and me. When we got to the top, what do you think we could see? It was a big fat tree.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo? Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. You well, Countess?
Oh my goodness, it was the best day of my life ever, no question.
For today.
And so were the 48 years prior to that.
48 years, that's a good estimate. We'll go with that. Can we speak, please, to Yolanda? Hello, Yolanda, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yolanda, you're sounding well this evening.
Yes.
You really are, yeah? Before we go any further, just let me tell you this. The first thing that comes into my mind is that there's a relationship here that's been on and off, and a lot of doubts in your mind concerning this.
Correct.
But doubts that I feel that will be resolved as the year progresses. Okay. Just give me a second here.
Okay.
You live near New York, yes?
No, by Seattle.
By Seattle, okay, yeah. I see something to do with New York. Are you with me? Because I can see New York. There must be a reason ahead. For you going to New York,
so
I can definitely see New York.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Anyway, just put that to one side, because Yolanda, I know that you are going to New York, but you're in love with this man. There is a man involved in this, and you are very much in love with this man, and it seems to me that it comes in and out of your life. Tell me I'm right.
Yes, correct. You're right.
Yeah, and you've been sending this man dreams at night.
Really?
Well, yeah, you dream of this man. And the thing is that this man also dreams of you, Yolanda.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so there is going to be a further connection with this man. And the initial J comes into my mind.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
Mm. Do you actually call this man Jay?
Yeah, Jay.
Yeah. Well, he has thoughts of you. And there's been some complex issues around his family. Are you aware of that?
No, I'm not.
Mm? I'm talking about his extended family, you know, and certain issues about that are playing on his mind. So I don't feel that he is exactly totally free in his emotions to make the connections work. You were closer a while ago, weren't you, with this man?
Yes, I was really close.
And I feel that you were on the verge of an absolutely totally committed relationship, and then it just stopped. Tell me I'm right.
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, but he, believe me, he has seen you in dreams. You see him in dreams. When two people are seeing each other in dreams, it is a destiny path. And I feel that although he's being a little bit involved in other aspects of his life at the moment, in the immediate future, we're talking June perhaps, you know, he is going to make a further connection with you, and that this time it will not disintegrate. This time it will absolutely work. Would you like to have a brief word with my friend, the amazing Countess, please?
Sure.
Hello, Yolanda, dear. I have a question for you. Are you able to maintain your emotional balance and stay in a state of gratefulness, even though there has been a sort of rocky connection to this person? How are you holding up emotionally?
Kind of. Sometimes I stay strong, but...
You want to talk to yourself every day. And if you're able to come from a space of gratefulness, not just for your connection to him, but for all the other miraculous things that are happening around you, you'll be able to keep your balance until there's a resolution. And that's the goal. The journey is not supposed to be miserable and difficult. It's supposed to be accessible, understandable, and we have to keep a little bit of childlike lightheartedness about it by doing just some silly things once in a while to stay balanced. Yeah. If you can do that, it will make the end that much sweeter. The actual coming together of these two unique souls. We will be saying a prayer for you, darling.
Okay.
Yolanda, it came to me as I was hearing you speaking there with Countess, why you would be going to New York. There's some show that you're going to see. Have you previously been to see shows on Broadway?
No.
Well, you are definitely going to go, because it looks to me like a mini weekend holiday, you know, where you will go and see a show. I believe that you're going to go and see a musical on Broadway, which will be quite something. I've been on Broadway, but I've never actually been to a musical. Do you particularly like musicals? Because you want something absolutely uplifting in your life. Yourself and Jay,
yes, I
believe, are going to enjoy this. Yeah.
Yes, I do. I'm into, theatrical,
You're into theatricals, yeah? This will be something that I do believe that you will see. What comes to my mind immediately, is one of your favorite theatrical productions Cabaret?
I'm
hearing this thing about, you know, the musical with Liza Minnelli that was in a film, Life is a Cabaret. Well, your life will be much more like a cabaret when you get Jay back into your life. And he is an intelligent man. Jay, scheduled to become a manager? Do you know about his working life?
Yes.
Because I feel he's going up the ladder, and I feel he's going to, and this is another thing that's taken his life over. Yolanda, I believe that this man is going to make a return powerful back into your life. You do hear from him on occasions. You're going to hear from him more. Concentrate on the dream. Send in some positive thoughts. It will work. It takes a little bit of time. We're not too far away. By the time we get to June, I feel he's back in your life properly. And I can see a weekend in New York, which will be absolutely fantastic, with you enjoying one of the aspects of your life that is very much to the forefront, and that is the theater. Thank you very much for calling in, Yolanda.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you, Yolanda. Is it possible for us to speak now to Frankie?
Hello?
Hello, is that Frankie?
It is Frankie.
Frankie, thank you very much for calling in this evening. Something that comes straight to my mind here, yeah? There's a hyper-intelligent man around you. Who I believe has recently changed his position, moved forward in life. Do you know a man that's an academic?
Yes.
Because I feel that this man is an academic. I feel that he lectures, and I feel that he's changed his position, and that there's a sense of upheaval around him at the moment. But he's also quite an adventurous character. Does this make sense to you, Frankie?
Yes, it does.
Right, okay. Now, I don't want to be too personal here, but... And ladies and gentlemen, this is an adult show. Are you familiar with this man's desires, Frankie?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, he is quite an unusual character, you know, let me say that. Is that correct?
Yes, he is.
Mm-hmm. But very adventurous. Tell me I'm right.
Yes, he's very passionate.
Yeah, very passionate, very adventurous, and very entertaining, yeah? But this is because he's an extremely intelligent man who likes to push the boundaries of experience. And I believe that the boundaries of experience with you have been quite enjoyable of late, and there is a lot more to come. Has he just been a bit quiet for the last month?
I saw him 2 weeks ago. Well, actually 3 weeks ago. And he's been quiet in the last 3 weeks, yeah.
Right, okay, but I don't think that this is anything to do with the relationship. I feel that this is to do with, as I say, there's been upheaval in his life. I feel that there is a change of position, a slight change of direction. Although he's not opting out of his academic field, he's using his gifts in a slightly different way. Does this man lecture at a university?
No, he doesn't. But he did just change jobs.
Right.
I mean, his new job should be starting soon.
Right. Well, I feel there's some. It's either lecturing or standing up in front of people, speaking, teaching, tutorials. Many aspects of his life have to centre around the academic world. Would you like to just wait 1 second? I'm just going to ask you to speak to my friend, the amazing Countess Starella.
Hello, yes. Darling. How are you?
Hi. Okay.
You know what? The sound of your voice, the word okay, means I want things to get a lot better, and we'll help you make them get better. Just patience and sweetness.
Just stay on the line. Will you stay on the line, please? Yeah, Frankie? We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Anxiety is in many ways a learned behavior, which is rooted in our childhood. During our early years, when we are the most dependent on others, negative feedback, judgment, or ridicule infiltrate our subconscious mind and leave us wondering whether we are really safe, lovable, or good enough. In response, a part of our mind develops protective strategies to keep us from getting hurt. Let's imagine that the anxiety you've been battling with stems from the part that has assumed the job of keeping you safe. Doesn't it then make sense that your anxiety makes you expect the worst, so that you are prepared, keeps you on your toes to avoid failure, or shames and belittles you before someone else can do this to you? When you consider the source of your anxiety as a vulnerable child that just tries to keep you safe, you no longer feel that you're the victim of your own mind, but instead are more easily able to take on the role of the caring, reassuring adult.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Good evening and welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Strella. Can I please speak to Frankie?
Hi, John.
Hi, Frankie. Yeah, before the break, I was telling you that you were a highly intelligent individual who is an academic, and I said to you that there was something adventurous about this man. Do you remember?
Yes.
I don't want to be too personal here, but if I mentioned handcuffs, would that mean anything to you?
Well, not exactly, but I know
me timbers.
What you're saying.
Well,
not exactly.
Timbers.
Not exactly handcuffed, but I get it.
You know what I mean, yeah?
Yes, I know what you mean.
Yeah, he's a lot of fun, this guy. Just enjoy it. Countess Strella, do have a word with our amazing caller here, Frankie.
Frankie, make the most of the people that are around you.
the good people that wish to entertain and enlighten you and cheer you up. Have fun with all of them, too. Sometimes when we can't get as much time as we really need with the loved one, lots of other fabulous people come in to help us. Don't ignore those people. They love you, too. And so do we. Good luck, darling.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Frankie, this man is obviously an adventurous character, and he has made you very happy. And I do feel that he will again. I see a lot of books around him and a lot of cases. Do you know if this man has recently had to move?
I have no idea. I hope that he is moving. I know he's moving from one job to another job.
That might be my, he's packing everything up into boxes. But I also feel that he's moving in another direction as well. Do you know if he's been in a, I feel he's been in a committed relationship that's come to an end. Are you aware of this?
I hope so. I hope so.
Well, I believe that he's parting from a committed relationship and moving on with his life, and I'm absolutely sure that what's happening with him is he's putting his life in order. He's extremely busy. He will get through to you. I feel directly ahead. There's more happy adventures. He seems a very fun guy. I'm sure he's going to take you away for a weekend and you will get closer. Frankie, thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you so much, Sean.
Oh, and watch for those handcuffs. Thank you very much, Frankie. Yeah, there you go. Is it possible to speak to Helen?
Hello?
Hello, Helen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you fine, John. How are you?
Well, very well here. I'm speaking to you from the UK. This is Psychic World, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Countess Starella, would you like to have a quick word with Helen?
Certainly. Hello, Helen, dear. What's on your mind? How can we help you tonight?
Hi. Well, love's on my mind, basically. I wonder if it's going to happen or when it's going to happen.
You mean with someone that you already know or a new person?
Well, either really, although there's been somebody on my mind for quite some time now.
For several years?
I just wondered. Yes.
All right, let me see how I feel about this. The first one that comes in is the new love. This is my spiritual feeling. The new love comes in with many, many beautiful soulmate characteristics. You are to absolutely give the new one a chance to get to know you, because the old love seems to be stuck in limbo land somewhere. Do you have any communication with the old love?
Not at the moment, no. No. We have been in contact, but the last contact was, it was this year, but quite some time ago.
You have to put yourself first, dear. You want to just take charge this very moment and say, oh, my goodness, a wonderful, fabulous, exciting world awaits me. I can still love the person I care for, but I cannot allow life to slip through my fingers while he's deciding where he's going, because someone new and interesting will surface with this springtime. That means May and early June are very favorable for new and interesting person to come into your world. What do you think, John?
Absolutely. Helen, yeah, you are going to make progress here. I know that what Countess is saying is a new person, but I feel you have already connected with this individual. Do you in the past have any links to England?
Yes, I'm from England. Mm-hmm.
Because I do feel that Italy is there at the moment. Is that correct, Helen?
No, actually Spain.
All right, because Spain. I do feel that there's something to do with going to Italy. Yeah, if you're in Spain at the moment, you're not all that far away, are you? Have you had connections with Rome?
Never.
Because I feel there's going to be a connection with Rome, with Italy. It may be that you're just going on holiday, but I know that you are with a man when you're there. And it does seem to be romantic. And you are a very romantic individual, are you not?
At heart, yes.
You are. I know that you are, and you're poetic. I do feel that you will see England again, because obviously that's where your roots are, isn't it? But there's definitely going to be, I'm sure it's a holiday in Rome, and it's going to be absolutely beautiful. You're going with a nice young man, and you've got very romantic ideas. This is a very good year for you. No matter what you think about the past, try and close the door a little bit and move forward. Helen, you're going to be a success this year, both in your career and in your love life. I feel that it starts round about June, July, which is going to be very, very hot where you are, which it usually is, isn't it? But let me tell you this, when you go on that holiday with the man in question, you're going to be the lady of his dreams. So you're sharing those dreams. Do it, Helen, and enjoy it. Thank you very much for calling in.
Thank you, John.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You.
Countess, can I sing you a song?
John, when you sing to me, the world
yes.
stands still and beautiful dreams come to fruition.
Do they? Well, let me go for this. I'm going to sing to you now, ladies and gentlemen, in the inimitable style of Mr. Presley. That's Fred Presley, by the way, the carpet salesman from Tennessee. This is this is a wonderful song for my dear friend, the amazing Countess. Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be a sin? I can't help falling in love with you.
Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with the Countess. For I can't help falling in love with you. You were brilliant. I were rubbish.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's DEERDEFENCE at gmail.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Welcome back to Psychic World. I am indeed John G. Sutton, and with me is the amazing Countess Starella. Countess, you were remarkable in that song we had before. Oh, I thought you sang absolutely beautifully. I was quite terrible, actually, as Fred Presley, but...
John, everyone will give you an A-plus for a soulful rendition of any song.
I'm sure they would. I like the one I did when I was singing like Tom Waits, Somewhere. If you didn't catch that, folks, you can get the podcast, yeah? In fact, people are being sentenced to it. Oscar Pistorius has had to listen to it twice. That's why he keeps, that's why he keeps crying. Yes, my lady.
Oh.
A little bit political there, folks. Anyway, can we please speak to Dawn? Dawn, are you there?
No, I'm here.
Hello, Dawn. Hello. Dawn, can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Dawn. Now, I know that you've called in previously, and I sense that there is a slight hiatus in the progress, a slight... break. It's as if this there's a man in your life, yeah, that has put the brakes on things just a little bit. I think that it was going very powerfully. He is a lover man, though, this, and he does come to you for passion. Tell me I'm right, Dawn.
But in passion.
You think that this is only for passion, don't you?
Oh, yeah, I think it's only for sexual needs. Mm-hmm.
Right. I don't think that this is totally true. I know that you think that, but I don't think he is such a bad man. I don't think he's a complete user. I feel that he's going through a difficult... I know he's going through a difficult situation. I can see it, mm-hmm. Yeah? And I know that he's had a change of career in the past, a major change of career, which has slightly thrown him. Because... does this man come across to you as a slightly authoritarian figure?
Kind of, yeah.
Because he is a man who is used to being in authority, and his self-belief has been shaken quite badly by events that have happened in the immediate past.
Yeah.
I feel that he's in a relationship that has undermined his confidence. Do you understand that, Dawn? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I do understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But that
well,
doesn't mean
you're helping him to rebuild
right.
it.
Mm-hmm. I do.
So give him a chance. He will come. Just have a quick word with Countess Starella, please.
Okay.
Hello, Dawn, darling. You know, it's Easter time.
Hi,
Peter Cottontail is knocking on your door with a little bunch of tulips and lilacs. Don't ignore all the magical signs in the universe. Embrace those things while you're waiting for the prince to come forward, because there's a great love there, and you want to allow yourself to feel validated no matter what his behavior is. On the pure
right.
soul level, you're totally connected. If you blinked your eyes and you were the only two people on the planet, just you, he, and Peter Cottontail, life would be blissful. But all this interference from the right. outside is weighing him down. But if you're able to give him this sort of unconditional support, many good things will follow. Don't you think, John?
Absolutely. Just give him a little bit of support here. You will see this man very shortly. I know that he's not disappeared from your life. I feel he's been slightly quiet for perhaps 2 to 3 weeks, but he will contact you again. Believe me, this man has not vanished. He's not a total user. He's sorting his life out, and he will come forward, and he will tell you exactly what he wants in the due course of time. Dawn, thank you very much for calling in this evening.
Thanks, hon.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Is it possible to speak to John? Hello?
Hello, this is John. I had to hang up because I wasn't feeling good, so I'll just call back next week.
You're going to call back next week?
Oh, this is John.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I had I called in and the guy told me to hold on.
Well, here we are. You've held on, John, and this is John G. Sutton. And you're John, you're from California, yes?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. John, you said that your health has been a bit bad, but I do feel that this year you're starting to turn a corner. And have you been trying to develop your sensitive side, John?
I've had a sensitive side, but I think I let that go. I have been letting more anger rule my life lately.
You've got to cut the anger out and turn to your psychic side, because I do believe that you are a natural sensitive and that you've taken a slight wrong turn somewhere along the line, and you need to go back and you need to start meditation. Did you at one point in time try to practice meditation?
I tried, but my mind would just go every which way but loose, so I couldn't calm down my mind to actually meditate, and I didn't really look into all the different methods of meditation.
Right, okay. Well, there is a right way to do it, and that's to slow down your breathing rate. I mean, obviously not to zero, otherwise you wouldn't be meditating. You'd be doing something else. But slow your breathing rate down and actually concentrate on a single object, such as a crystal or the flame of a candle, and you will start to get into the alpha state of peace. Now, which is where you're looking for, John. I feel that if you concentrate on that, then you will find the peace of mind to make some progress. But there is also a complex issue concerning employment. Just please have a quick word for a minute with my friend, the amazing Countess.
Hello, John, darling. We are sending you a massive healing light. And absolutely, A-N-G-E-R, I won't even say it out loud. Replace that anytime you feel yourself getting a little heated and, you know, on edge, just say to yourself quickly, oh my goodness, this will be over in a moment. Let me just calm myself down and get into a state of peace. Sometimes just saying that out loud will turn that anger into something very different, almost like it evaporates it in a breath of clear, cloud-like energy. You have a brilliant enough mind to get control of many, many things in your life, but I would highly recommend surrounding yourself with good people who can help you with these issues. You have some complicated issues there, John, but your ability to rise above them is very, very strong. We love you, dear, and we're sending you a lot of healing love and light tonight.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling in, John. You've been a wonderful caller. Do call in again when we have a little bit more time. Ladies and gentlemen, that was John. Thank you very much, John. We're coming to the end of the show. This has been Psychic World with John G. Sutton and Countess Starella. We'll be back next week, and we'd like you all to call in. Do call in. We'll be back. It's been Psychic World, and you've been great.
You've been listening to Psychic World with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Starella. Tune in each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, for one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. Countess Starella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Starella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Starella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. See you next week.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Introducing a new hit show, Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Gifted, shifted, and powerful is what this show is about. Tune in each month to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.